راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The interactions of the illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, with his in-laws. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto his slave servant Muhammad, his honored family, and his rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely follow their footprints. Dear listeners, welcome again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The following two stories reported on the Prophet's mode, peace be upon him, of interactions with his in-laws. The first shows his attitude towards his son-in-law. The second sheds light on his perspective towards his father-in-law. Focused on the son-in-law, the version of the story thus reads, as Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim reported in their books of hadith relating of Sahl bin Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him. Once, the illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, went to visit his daughter Fatima, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon her. He observed that his son-in-law, Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, was absent. He was not at home. The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked his daughter about her husband. She told the Prophet, peace be upon him, that a quarrel erupted between her and Ali, may Allah be pleased with him. The latter, out of indignation, stepped out of the house. The Prophet, peace be upon him, searched and found him resting in the mosque. His covering sheet was moved a little bit, and the dust had partially wrapped him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, observed him thus and called upon him, saying, "Get up, Abu Turab, father of dust." The story offers many instructions. The following are salient. 1. The Muslim scholars suggest that it is advisable to leave the house in the event of conflict or indignation with wife. They are also of the opinion that even noble, well-respected, and honorable men as husbands may differ somewhat with their wives. Such difference is understandable and must be tolerated. Scholars such as Ibn Battal and Ibn Hajar commented on this story, saying, "It is possible that Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, left the home fearing that he may say or do something to Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, the daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he may regret later. Therefore, he stepped out of the house in order to calm down, then come back with a better control of his anger." Number 2. Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, stepped out of his home to reflect his total self-restraint, for he knew the honorable status that Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, commanded as the daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The story also shows the high standard of morality that the Prophet, peace be upon him, reflected towards his son-in-law. Number four, the story also illustrates that it is obligatory that the guardians must watch the affairs of their daughters even after marriage. The second story sheds light on the Prophet's, peace be upon him, interactions with his father-in-law, Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him. The version of the story reads as under. Once Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, went to visit the Prophet, peace be upon him, in his home. He sought permission to enter. The permission was granted. He observed that his daughter Aisha, may Allah